episode number one. I am so excited. I have been talking about a podcast, y'all, for like months, okay? And I am ashamed to say that, but, you know, you get a vision, it scares you. You start having doubt, thinking the worst instead of thinking good thoughts. That was me. So it's all right. I'm here now, and I am excited. So this episode will be more of an introduction to who I am so that we can become familiar with one another. And I say with one another because as you get to know me, I hope that I'll be able to get feedback from you guys, email, contact, to let me know your thoughts and anything that you need, you want to discuss with me. So, yes, this is going to be the podcast where we're able to meet, connect. I'm able to help you. You can help me in some areas. And we're just going to be ready to grow and bear this fruit. So let's get ready. As I mentioned in my intro, my name is Tiffany, and I'm a certified life and wholeness coach. I have been certified now for 2.5 years. Some of you may know I do videos sometime on Facebook. And I have kind of explained about my coaching certification and what I am now answering the call on my life to do. So those of you who do not know, I am certified as a life coach. It's been like 2.5 years. I have not been actively coaching because God had to, he showed me that I would be a coach, but then I jumped on it at that moment. He gave me that vision. And we have to be careful with that because God will give us, he's already given us the promise, right? We just don't know what it takes or when to start or when it'll come to. So we will naturally jump on it because it's like, okay, God, you said this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. Boom. Let me go ahead and get started. And God told me, I need you to sit down because you're not ready to coach anyone yet. And I was like, ooh, all right, well, sit down, Tiffany, and be still and listen. So I had to go through a purging process. I had to go through healing. I had to go through, recreation of my mind, all of that. And during that time, it hurt, okay? There were a lot of tears, loneliness. I lost people I thought were riding with me till the wheels fall off. That didn't happen. I didn't understand it at the time. And so I did use some of that time to rebel. I just said, well, I'm going to do what I want to do because if that's not it, then why? What am I doing? Why, you know, like, I gave up. And during that time I was giving up, that was my moment of running. And I'm going to tell y'all something. When you're running from what God is wanting you to do, it really gets hard, okay? For a little bit, you feel like you're running in fast pace and everything is on your side and, you know, you just live it. No. You will collide, okay? Okay. But the good thing in that, that collision doesn't kill you because God, you're going to bow, okay? Let's just get that out there. You're going to bow and you're going to yield. Now, there's no pressure. God doesn't pressure you to choose. It's just that for me, it was more of every time I would do my way, I would be convicted so strongly of it that I decided to say, okay, I am tired of running. So don't hear me say that God pressures you into answering the call. Because he gives us free will to do what we want to do. And that alone by itself is so powerful because the God who's in control of all of us, who can snap his finger and we can be done, gives us the opportunity to choose either his will or your own. So I was choosing mine for a while and nothing was going right. Not a thing. Not one thing was going right. And I had to finally say, whoa, it's me. Like, God, I'm sorry. Here I am. Here's my life. You control it. You have the master plan. I want to follow your lead. And following God's lead can be scary because is when your faith really has to be activated and your trust. You have to trust. And the only way that I was able to start beginning trusting God fully was reading his word. God doesn't lie, can't lie, won't lie. So why was I putting my trust in man, and that's just human beings, versus the one who has the plan to that will not destroy me but prosper me? And how did I know that? Because that's in his word. So the more and more I began to read and study and spend that one-on-one time with God, the more I started beginning being filled. And it was a different type of feeling. It was like it's like a long-lasting, sustaining feel. It's one of those that you cannot get. You're not going to get by with man, period. Like, not. And I had to learn that. It's like the things that I was seeking in friends and guys, it's like they could not feel that. And I believe that God allows that because he is the one who wants to be the one who feels you completely. So with that, if you are at that place and you feel like nobody is filling the voids that you need to be filled, that's because you're seeking the wrong one to fill you up. God is the one you need before anyone, before parents, before spouses, boyfriends, boo-things, children. God is it. God is your source. And so with that, after I was running, I decided to sit down. Some things happened in my life that God allowed to happen to show me that I'm all you need. You run into these things that are not lasting and sustaining only for you to sit down and see that I'm the one that you need. So I was like, okay, God, I know this has been something that you've been calling me to for years. It's just that I'm finally saying yes, God. So when I finally said yes, I had to go through that process of unlearning things and getting rid of what, again, I thought was for me. I had to let go of my plan. That's the bottom line. I had to let go of my plan. And so when I did that, I took 8 months off from work, y'all. It was 8 months that I took off. I decided I had a dream, you know, and it was kind of play by play about what I was going to do. With that dream, though, because I didn't know the full detail, I was like, am I tripping or should I use that and go with it? So it was like months after the dream, some things started happening that pushed me towards that dream. Like made the dream so real to where I was like, okay, this has to be what God is wanting me to do. So I left my job with no plan B. And this is what my journey is. So I'm not telling anyone or trying to encourage anybody to just jump without a plan B. But this is just what happened to me. I left my job, no plan B. I was doing hair a little here and there, but it was nothing that I could say, oh, I was overbooked. So each month, I never knew what bill was going to be paid and what bill was not. Mind you, I'm still in my apartment. Rent did not go down. I don't have any assistance. I had a car payment, car insurance, kids, regular bills, right? So I left the job. I said, God, I am trusting you because I know there's something that you're wanting to call me deeper to, and this is a distraction. And so I left because it was a mess. But I walked out of that, and for 8 months strong, guys, 8 months strong, when I told God I trust him for whatever was next, he provided every need. I didn't lose a thing. We lost nothing. My kids ate every day. Listen, my car, I still had my car. My rent was never late. It could have been like the day before rent was due and I didn't have it at all. And then the day of, I have that and more. You know, so I did that for 8 months. And during that time, all I did was sat there and gain my intimacy relationship with God. And I'm telling you, it was beautiful. And that's where I grew so much stronger. And God just showed me who he was. And the love he had for me and why he sent his son Jesus, and you know, and just my relationship grew so much stronger with Jesus. And so that led me to grow my relationship and learn who Tiffany was and who Tiffany is through God's eyes. Because in the beginning, he created us in his image, right? So life will throw things at you that will allow you to build a new person. But it's always a hardened person. It's never a pure person. It's always one that is so defensive, that is mean. You know, because of those experiences, it has created you to think that you had to create this mask in order to deal with what will come next. Because you're thinking that happened, it's going to continue to happen. And yes, we do suffer, but we're supposed to rely on the word of God so that we would not build this concrete mask that blocks us from the rewards and the promises and the fruit that who he created bears. And so after all of that, and I'm not, don't hear me say that I am perfect now, because I still have my, I still give God my time, because I'll never know it all. I'll never be at a place where I'm completed or have made it. But I get better and better and better and better each time that I am in that one-on-one time with him. And I'm going to tell you, when I do not sit before God and don't have that one-on-one time with him, life starts to crumble before my eyes. It's like everything just gets out of whack. And God wants us to have no worries. You know, we are to not worry about a thing, and we're not to be anxious about anything. Yet, again, we face life, and the things in the natural will make us pick up worry instantly. But again, if you're in the Word and you see what God's Word says, you should be able to take on anything that comes to you head on. And so that's how I'm here today. I'm sitting before God daily. I'm allowing him to fix areas in me that still needs fixing, because every day he gives us new mercies. Every day we are to repent. If that's a privilege. This morning in my prayer, I thank God for the privilege to even repent from things that I know I'm not supposed to do, that he allows a second chance. Like, that alone, guys, is a privilege. And yet we take it for granted. But he gives us that gift to repent and unknowingly. So that is something to give him thanks every day. And so I thank him for even being able to have the grace to sit before you and to help you with things in your life that you need help with, or just some changing perspective. A perspective is everything, guys. And I know that because, listen, my perspective has been so jacked over the years. It has caused me to make temporary or permanent decisions off temporary feelings, and I have to live through that today. You know what I mean? So I am so adamantly and such an advocate for perspective change and mindset shifts, because you don't want to make a permanent decision off of how you feel in the moment. That hurts you. If you have children, it hurts family members. It hurts other people. It's bigger than you. So we cannot operate in no feelings. Them feelings will mess you up, okay? So let's try to work on those feelings. And if you have a moment where you're in your feelings, take a moment, think about your feelings, and then decide to make that decision of what to do. I promise you, it'll help you. It may not feel like it's helping you right then, but on down the line, you will see that very moment that you could have decided to do anything, you decided not to do what will harm the other person, you will see it on down the line, the fruit of it, the positive, sweet fruit of it. Trust me, I'm a living witness. So that's a little bit about me. I am a mother of two. I have a daughter. Her name is Jada. She's 11. And I have a son. His name is Jordan. He's 10. If you guys follow me on social media, you know that I call them my J-Stars. I love them. They have taught me. They teach me. They have healed me. Listen, they whoop me. But I'm so grateful for them. And I went through a spell at one time, you know, having children out of wedlock. Because I made that decision, God did allow me those children. But that wasn't his plan for me to have those kids the way I had them. And so, yes, There are hard times, but that's what happens when you are out of line of God's will. Yes, he has given me the grace to raise them. Yes, he gives me the grace each day to speak life into them. No, I'm not ashamed anymore of that situation, which I was for so long. Matter of fact, if I can be 100 with you, because I will always be, I recently was freed from that shame, guilt of being a single mother in the situation I was in last year, 2019. I carried that shame for 10 years, y'all. 10 years. And I made a video after I was freed, after I was freed from that shame. And I'm telling you, it makes me get teary-eyed now talking about it, because y'all, we do not have to live in that, in those mistakes that we made. And that's because of God's grace, y'all. Like, God's love and his grace for us. Yes, we make the mistakes, but we're supposed to learn from them. And when you repent, repent simply means to turn away from the wrongdoings. I will never repeat that again, because not only was I ashamed about it, but I now put my kids in a situation to where they have a broken home. And I did that. And so it affects them, and I hear it. They verbally speak of how it affects them. And so when people, you know, when women, when you're out here, and men, when y'all out here just joining together, having sex, thinking that's what you have to do, what you want to do, you're not thinking about what it'll do for the kids and anyone else who's involved. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about yourself in the moment. You want that quick feel, that little 5 minutes of feel good, I guess. You know, and then when it happens, now you're sitting there and you're like, God don't make no mistakes. He doesn't. God doesn't make any mistakes. But we can't put that on God. We have to understand the difference between what God allows and what God has planned. And God didn't plan that. And why do I know God didn't plan that? Because first of all, we're not married. We're not out here married, having sex, and having kids. That's not his order. So that's why I say he didn't plan it. We did that. That was our decision. That's what we want to do. We want to be we want to be selfish. We want to do what we want to do. We wasn't being, first of all, you're not supposed to be having sex anyway without being married. But since you did it, you know, be real about it. You wasn't supposed to do it. You did it carelessly. And now you have to reap the consequences. And where babies are blessings from God, yes, they are. I'm not saying that. However, it trips me out when somebody try to say God don't make that God doesn't make any mistakes. We know that. So, but don't put him in that, because you did that. So we'll get more into that, you know, as we go on. But I just wanted to share that. But I am thankful. I am thankful for everything that took place in my life up until this point. Again, God allows things for reasons. My life was allowed. The things I did was allowed for this very moment. And it's because of his grace. And I thank God every day for his protection during that carelessly way of living, that cold heartness that I had. Like, all of that, y'all, I had to be healed from any of that. Before I can sit here and try to help anybody else, I had to be healed. So I've experienced it, you know, I've lived it, but now I've outgrown it. And now my perspective has changed. Like, that is no longer who I am. And I thank God for that. And so that's really what the podcast is going to be about. The title Unusual Wisdom came to me when I was studying the word. I was in Acts, and I was reading how they were talking about, I think his name was Stephen. I think they had arrested Stephen, I believe. And he was telling the officers and the ones who were against who God was and didn't believe in Jesus that he was explaining who Joseph was to them. And he was explaining how God had gave Joseph unusual wisdom. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit just spoke so clearly, because I have people coming to me. I've had people come to me for so long. So I didn't understand why. How can I help you guys? That's what I used to say a long time ago. And I used to have teachers that would tell me who I was. But at that moment, I was young. I didn't understand. So, okay, that's great. You see that in me. Okay, cool. You know, oblivious to them. Them speaking from God, letting me know who I was at the time. But again, careless, didn't care. My plan is this. This is my plan. I'm not trying to hear that. So I missed it at that time. But now it all comes back, and it's like, oh my goodness. And so when I read that, the Holy Spirit confirmed that's what He's given me, unusual wisdom. And if we define unusual, it's defined by not habitually or commonly occurring or done. It's remarkable, it's interesting, because it's different or it's better than others. And you know, at first it was hard for me to accept that definition. And I was like, why am I tripping? Because God chose me, God made me in His image, so I am worthy to have something remarkable inside of me, something so interesting and different and better than others. You know, that's not to say, oh, I'm prideful or I'm better than you, but to be able to have this gift, I am worthy of it. And so are you. But you don't know that because you're not reading the knowledge. And the knowledge is God's word. It's in the Bible. Pick it up. That's all you got to do. You pick it up, open it up, God will give it to you. Because He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what leads and guides us. When Jesus ascended, He left the Holy Spirit for us. So the Holy Spirit is what leads, and the Holy Spirit is what echoes what's being talked about in heaven. The blessing. So we have a guide, guys. We have something to live by. And that's a blessing. We just have to be in tune with it. And being in tune with it is reading the Word of God. So, now, excuse me. I would like to welcome you again. You are a lie. And we gonna get this out. Ooh! See, that's what He do. When you're doing God's work, and when God is speaking to somebody, He don't like that. He don't like it, but you tried it. You tried it. Goodbye. So what I was saying, well, I was thanking you guys again for subscribing. Please subscribe, download, share with your friends. This is going to be one of those podcasts where you're able to apply the different principles of God to your life so that you can learn who you are through Christ. Excuse me. So you can learn to go about things differently than you have. It's time to change. It is 2020, y'all. And I know that y'all been hearing that. I was saying, I know that it's cliche that everybody's saying it's 2020, it's a new decade. However, if I look anything like I did 10 years ago, talk the same, act the same, that's a problem. And so please don't get caught up. So please don't get caught up in where you used to be, how you used to act. It may have worked at that moment, but I'm going to tell you, you cannot get to what God has for you by doing the same thing you did 10 years ago. It ain't going to work. And it didn't work then. It didn't work then. You just satisfied your flesh and it felt good for the moment. So you thought it worked. So let's get rid of everything that was 10 years ago and let's recreate a new mind for the next 10 years. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you next episode.